This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Stephen, good day program. It isn't going to be. It is. Good day to you. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Michael Fortier is taking your calls at 888-302-3684, deciding whether you have really something on your mind or not. Email to Doug or Ken, because Ken Kessler is monitoring social media. Ken, Rich, Doug at DougStephen.com. So here's what you need to know. There are two children's advocates who are sharing the Nobel Peace Prize today. Malala Yousafzai, I think, 17, shot by militants in Pakistan a couple of years ago, campaigning for a girl's right to education. Didn't we have her or somebody that was associated with her on the air? Seems to me at some point in time.
Yeah, I think we did.
Anyway, the other winner is Kalish Sacharai. You know what?
Why can't they all be named Lisa Smith?
But you know what? I remember when I took the test to try to get a job as an announcer I had two tests. One of them was to be on NPR, and the other one was to be on a classical music station, pronouncing all the names. The classical musicians, for whatever the reason, I didn't have a hard time with. But I never do a good job with Indian or Pakistani names, for whatever the reason. People say, well, neither do I. But I ought to. It makes me feel uncomfortable when I don't pronounce Kailash Sajar. I don't know where to put the emphasis on what vowel or what consonant, frankly. And so I feel
the people like Brian Williams who do it every night on the news.
Yeah.
They have somebody spell it out for them phonetically,
right,
and then they practice it 47 times before they ever go on the air with it.
Mm.
So I would suggest that we practice it 47 times before we go on the air with it.
Okay.
Not likely to happen with
you. No, not likely to happen at all. But anyway, the process very secretive. Only committee members know exactly who is in the running, and then the announcements are made.
But that girl, the one that got shot in the head in Afghanistan, and then has gone on basically a world peace tour.
Yeah.
What an amazing human being.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to come from where she did and to have the outlook that she does and the fight and the willpower. It's just, you look at somebody like that and you're like, that's great.
How does that work?
Cool.
Yeah. Right, and it doesn't happen many times because we have become so jingoistic in our country. We don't think there's anything going on anywhere else in the world. However, that's changing rapidly. Wasn't it this week we were talking about an Indian? We had a lady on the air, it seems to me. Kenny went, didn't he?
Is Kenny still there?
Yes, he did. Okay. So didn't we have a lady on the air who was an astronaut, an Indian astronaut?
Pakistani astronaut. Yeah, she's trying to be Richard Branson's first astronaut on his public space shuttle.
Yep. Okay. Next item of interest is what's going on with Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
Right. Where, oh, where has Kim
He's on a bender gone? With Dennis Rodman.
Where can he be? He did not appear in public today. It's a big national holiday in North Korea. His absence fueling speculation that he may be losing his grip on power.
I'm going to speculate that he's lost it and he could be
Gonzo
on the other side. Yeah.
Yes, right.
And this is why I thought this. At first, I thought maybe he was sick because they were talking about his limp and how he gained weight.
Right.
But this Workers' Party, the 69th anniversary of the Workers' Party of North Korea, that it's like a big deal. They have a big ceremony
for
it.
Today is, yeah.
He was not even on the invitation list.
Mm.
And they say that...
They like having a big party like that and not inviting President Obama.
They say that one of the military guys, who was one of his right-hand men, has apparently got a big promotion.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he got bumped.
Yeah, he got bumped off. Speaking of President Obama and whether or not he gets invited, the surveys of Democratic candidates for various congressional and senatorial seats, there is not one of them that wants Obama to show up. Not one.
He's an anchor.
Yeah, they all want Bill Clinton to show up.
Yeah.
Or maybe bring Hillary with him, because Hillary seems to be the anointed one. And then it's 2 years away. For heaven's sakes, 2 years away.
Hey, it's on.
Mm. All right, let's see. What else is happening here that is of interest? Big week for the Supreme Court. Yesterday, they stopped the Wisconsin requirement for a voter ID or voter identification. How about this? You don't need to provide photo ID before casting your ballot in Wisconsin. And how many other states are like that? It's the exception, not the rule. We were talking about this at dinner last night. How it is that you can do so many things. You need your ID for so many things, and yet you don't need it to vote. It just seems so counterintuitive.
Right.
Doesn't it?
Like I said, I say Apple takes over all of our voting procedures.
Yeah.
And we all just walk up and vote on our phone and just wave it by something, and it registers our vote. If Apple does it, everything will work well.
We don't have to go to vote. We'll just hold up or just push a button on our...
Yeah, just get an app.
What happens if somebody has your computer, has your iPhone or your iPad, or has your smartphone?
We have fingerprint technology now on the new iPhones.
Really?
I'm telling you, if Apple takes over all of the voting and the elections in this country, no more cheating.
No more.
Everything runs smoothly. No more hanging chads.
13 after the hour on Good Day.
This next song goes out to someone real special. Web developers. You've developed a World Wide Web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
ESPN college football analyst Jesse Palmer is helping guys take pride in their grooming routines this season. From the football field to the studio, Jesse knows that a daily regimen with products designed specifically for men, such as Degree Men Antiperspirant and Dove Men Plus Care body washes, are an essential part of men's pregame every day. Here's Jesse.
Now, as a broadcaster, I take pride in my daily grooming routine, whether it's before I go in front of the camera or just to leave the house, because it prepares me for the moments that matter on and off the screen.
Unilever men's brands, including Axe, Degree Men, and Dove Men Plus Care, are designed specifically for men and are the official pregame products of NCAA football. Take pride in your pregame by visiting your local retailer this football season or go to pregameproducts.com for more information. That's pregameproducts.com.
Beautiful Bellwood flooring just got even better with twice the scratch resistance and four times the abrasion resistance of other brands. And right now, Lumber Liquidators has exclusive deals on Bellwood with savings up to 40%. Choose from over 140 varieties, including Brazilian cherry, American walnut, even Bellwood's hot new matte finish that gives you that oil-finished look without all the maintenance, all with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest to you. First ever 36-month financing is available. But hurry, these amazing deals end Tuesday.
Yet another security breach in the news this week. Here to talk about it is Stephen Laff, who is a cybersecurity expert, president of a farsightbetter.com. He develops e-commerce strategies and spearheads website development projects, providing developmental strategy and consulting in the area of personalization technology. Wow. That's pretty impressive.
That's intense.
If I keep going with that, we don't have any time to talk to him about the issue.
How do you fit all that on a business card, Stephen? Yeah.
It's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Okay, so this past week, names, addresses, phone numbers, email addresses of about 83 million people in households all around the country, small business accounts around the country exposed when computer systems at J.P. Morgan were compromised by hackers, the biggest data breach in history, apparently. The FBI is looking to find former hackers who can help them figure this out. So what's your best guess as to who's behind this?
Oh, I would have no idea. I mean, we've been blaming it mostly on the Russians lately.
Yeah, the Chinese, Russians.
Yeah, the Russians are big at this.
Yeah, I mean, I thought this was punishment for me taking 3 years of Russian in college.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
So how do you find in your cybersecurity firm the best and brightest minds? If all these people are sort of individually out there, do you look for hackers that have been successful?
Well, I mean, there are...
if he tells the truth, he's going to have to kill us.
These people are extremely smart. You know, they're really, really, really good. But, you know, this data breach is actually different than others lately. And because others, you hear, oh, you have to change your password. You know, they've got your login information. This was totally different. They, from what we know, don't have your login information. So you may go, oh, okay, so what's the big deal? You know, they can't get my money. But what's different is they've actually got your contact information. So they have your name, your address, so they can actually send you letters in the mail that says, hey, this is Chase. You know, we want to, you know, confirm your account number or whatever. So this is a different type of attack, shall we say. So be really careful for the next, who knows, year. You know, emails, U.S. mail. You can even get phone calls from someone who's supposedly from Chase.
Yeah. Stephen, I've been there, done that. Thanks. I got hacked a couple of weeks ago, and it was
didn't have
was
his a long thinking cap on when he got some mail. Yeah,
right.
Stephen, when you see somebody has stolen the information from 83 million people, how do they effectively use any? They don't use all of that information. It's just a small percentage of that 83 million that they could even use, isn't it?
Well, I mean, nobody really knows. I mean, this again is really different. So, where this information is going to go, or if it's even going to be used by anyone?
Just in general, let's talk about the Target hack, and there was 25 million people. I mean, how can one group use all of that information to their benefit? I'm thinking that they're sorting through some of the top tier stuff and then using it, and the rest just kind of gets sold off or dumped off, right?
Yeah. You know, I had to change my credit cards twice from Target. Uh-huh. So, two credit cards. And, you know, where the information is used is anyone's guess. You know, oftentimes credit card numbers, et cetera, are sort of quote-unquote sold. And people just try to use it as much as they can, as quickly as they can. And in a lot of these breaches, it's pretty
expensive. What do people do quickly in a few seconds to protect themselves?
Well, in this case, be very, very careful about any letters or any emails that you get. I mean,
I just opened an email from somebody. I didn't open it, but I clicked onto it. Supposedly somebody connected to Rich and my business here, and I don't know who this person is, so I just delete. All right, Stephen Lass, thank you. 21 after.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name.
When I was just a boy,
say now who do?
Musicians in the news here on Good Day, 24 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden. Paul Simon got a gold record on this date, 1973, for this song. Love Me Like a Rock really sent me when I was a disc jockey. Whatever the reason, I loved this song. Couldn't get enough of it. Crank it up, Richie, will you?
Love me, love me, love me, love me. When I was grown to be a man, and the devil would call my name.
Something about this.
Say now, who do
you
think you're?
Couldn't sit still listening to this, playing this record.
Consummated man.
Didn't change the boss's point of view, though. He just told me to shut up and play the music. He put up with me for a long time, though. 1971 to 1974. Telling me to shut up and play the music. The reason he did is because I was doing a countdown. I had an afternoon show that was on after I was teaching. I was on the air on a Boston FM music station from 4 until 7. And then I had a Sunday morning countdown show from 9 until noon, which was the most listened to Sunday morning program on the radio. I didn't get paid a lot of money, but he put up with me because there was...
Because you didn't get paid a lot of money.
Well, maybe that was it. But yeah. I also had some ratings. And that was at that time.
Hey, man. Ratings for not a lot of money?
Yeah, right.
Bonus.
I'll take that. All right, next up in the musical review department, number one song this day, 1970, went to Neil Diamond. Remember this?
Cracklin' was a geet on board. We're gonna ride till there ain't no more gold. Taking it
to his first number one song, Richie.
And Lord, don't you know it?
Great song. Great. I was so fortunate to be a disc jockey in the family of some great pop music. This was his first song that made it to number one. Number one on the pop music chart for the first time, Cracklin' Rosie. Not about who you thought it was about.
Great
song. About drinking, Richie.
Bottle of wine.
Oh, yep.
Rosie child, you got the way to make me happy.
Yeah, drink a bottle of wine, you'll be happy.
Here we go.
So Jennifer says, number two, when he got the pinnacle point again with Song Song Blue, which is his second number one song. Happened at this time in 1972. So that is music item number two. Let's play a Willie Nelson song.
Good morning in America.
How are you? One of the more unusual music-related items to hit the auction block this week.
What's that?
Since John Lennon's tooth. A set of Willie Nelson's trademark braids sold to the highest bidder this week for $37,000.
Gets into people.
People are crazy.
What in the world are you going to do with those?
$37,000 for Willie Nelson's braids. There were 2,000 items up for sale.
I don't remember him.
Oh, he had long hair. Maybe it's growing back again. So he had a number. This was the Outlaw Country Estates of Waylon Jennings, and he had bought. Right, I guess Willie gave him the braids. And
what kind of a friend is that?
What, giving
him and his my hair?
I don't know.
I couldn't figure what else to get you, so I just figured I'd cut my hair off.
By the way, these braids go back to 1983 when his hair was red. Willie Nelson.
Stupid people.
Johnny Cash had a birthday party for Waylon Jennings in 1983, and Willie gave him his hair as a present. 28 after the hour. Good day.
Crazy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN. Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
I never worked out for the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. I got you, well, it's a good day.
Good day to be.
Adjust your tinfoil. Eric Geller will join us in a few minutes. He's got a new next door neighbor.
Nothing to talk about.
Meanwhile, other things are going on in the world. The students at
Havid,
or at least some students at Havid this week, got together for a protest.
Various students. What are they protesting now?
The United States of America.
Well, of course.
They say they believe in America. But they think that America and not the Muslim fanatics who behead innocent people are the biggest threat to world peace. We're more of a problem than ISIS.
Hmm.
I just wanted to pass that along.
So they agree with everybody over there fighting for ISIS. And
Yeah,
it's their prerogative. As I just stared down at one of the news sites that I have open, I saw the headline, Hillary Clinton thinks that ISIS is greater than Al-Qaeda.
The bigger problem.
Uh-huh.
It is.
And it struck me, when will Al-Qaeda get tired of this? Being second fiddle, playing second fiddle to ISIS.
Go to war with them.
Exactly.
Let's have Al-Qaeda go to war with ISIS.
You know,
let's give them some arms so they can go to war. Let's give Al-Qaeda
like
MS-13 arms.
Fighting the Crips and the Bloods.
Yep.
Let them all just take each other out.
Right.
Hey, why don't we get that going? Hillary's brilliant. in this. Okay,
she's brilliant. She's the next president.
She's goading Al Qaeda on.
Go get them.
They're better than you are. You know that, don't you?
888-302-3684. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Now, can I sing?
No.
Where, oh, where has our Kimmy gone?
Kimmy who?
Oh, where can he be? Kim Jong-un is gone. The mystery is
members-only
convention in Las Vegas.
Factory outlet trying to buy some jackets for his dearly departed dad.
Rumors are flying that Kim is ill, has the gout.
I think he's dead.
Has diabetes, problems with his ankles. They are also now looking at his younger sister, Kim Yo-young, maybe running the country. Kim Yo-young is Kim Jong-un's sister. Kim Jong-un's sister is Kim Yo-young. Got it, Richie?
I got it.
Kim Yo-young may be in charge instead of Kim Jong-un. Kim Yo-young.
And now Fox News is reporting that he missed this, this big celebration there.
Yeah.
Because he pulled a tendon in his ankle.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
I think he got knocked off by somebody in the military, and there's a coup going on.
Warwick, Rhode Island police chief, says there's a threat to elementary school students in his community. For some reason or another, children have been talking about beheading. The fellow who's the police chief says the threat specified a beheading is planned in a school. Cranston, Warwick, and Johnston, Rhode Island, all have police officers saying they are monitoring schools because of the threat of someone being beheaded. You know what? This is the news media. The news media promoting, and also to a point, the internet, showing these videos of these guys beheading Americans and British journalists. That's where these young students are talking about people that they don't like. Instead of the old ways, let's kill, yada, yada, yada. No, let's behead them. What kind of a sickness are we creating here with this? This is sick.
Information overload.
Yeah, sick stuff. Nobody's being charged in the drunken brawl that involved a limousine full of the Palin family in Alaska. Sounds like things got out of hand with the host of the house party where it all happened, saying the Palins get into a fight that they ended up losing. Anchorage Police Department released a report that includes a couple of pages of details about the brawl, which happened after Sarah Palin's family and friends showed up at another friend's party. Accusations that Bristol Palin punched the host in the face, and that one of the other Palins tried to start a fight with his father. Bristol's the daughter, right?
Yes.
She's punching people now. Is she a tough guy?
Apparently.
So, do we care about this sort of thing? I've sort of resisted, and then I thought, this is kind of an interesting, silly little thing. But nobody knows what the fight was about, right? And does anybody care?
I've got to imagine when your mother is Sarah Palin, you probably confront a lot of people who say some pretty rude things.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, I would imagine you lose your temper.
Yeah. You think that happens when people know you work with me?
I've gotten in a fight over you before.
Really?
Uh-huh.
But other than with me?
No. Yes. Somebody that was attacking you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Who won the fight? Really?
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to know.
It got broken up before, so. But I put somebody up against the wall.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No kidding. You never told me that.
Uh-huh.
All in
an elevator.
Wow. Richie, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, you remember him. One of our great former affiliate guys.
Oh, he's a
dude. Alan's a big network.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, he was just, you know what? Just like Bristol Palin, you defend your friends and family.
Yep, you do.
And if somebody will not politely back down and they continue, you have to say, please, stop.
Yep.
Until sooner or later, they just keep getting in your face. You can't take it anymore.
Mm-hmm. You know who's like that? Meredith. That's one of the reasons I love her. She's always defending me, standing up for me and what I do.
Right. A lot of people say a lot of things about you, and many times they're right, but you know what? You're a good guy.
Thank you.
So I put up for you.
It's a bird. It's a plane. Look up in the sky. It's New York Comic Con. The New York Comic Con convention, 4-day celebration of all things. There was the Los Angeles Comic Con, what, last month? Now it's in New York. All things television, movie.
It's a big money.
Comic
there,
book. Teasers, spoilers. Fans will be there. I wonder, there's a lot of Disney interest in the new flicks Tomorrowland and Big Hero 6. Should we talk to Chucker about that?
Yeah, my kids want to go see that.
I don't know much about it. We'll talk to Chucker about that. A couple of quick football notes, then Uri Geller is going to join us. On the today's page, today's show page at DougStefan.com, a fan who used a laser pointer to try to distract Buffalo Bills players has been banned from future events at Ford Field.
Stupid.
How stupid is this? If you didn't hear the story, the fan used a laser during the Bills' 17-14 victory over the Lions, including during a couple of field goal attempts by Dan Carpenter, the Bills' kicker, once on a 50-yard miss and the other on a 58-yard kick in the final moments. The head coach said he saw the laser a couple of times. Quarterback Kyle Orton noticed it also. The Lions identified the fan, who boasted of his actions on Twitter, admitted his actions to team officials. Now he can never go to the stadium again.
He should be in jail.
Story at DougStefan.com. He should be in jail.
He absolutely should be in jail. How do I know that that's not a rifle pointed at Kyle Orton's head?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the other circumstance, that's it. Are we now going to have to, see, this is what this is all about. We're going to have to check people out now when you go into a baseball game anyway. They check your pocketbook.
And they loosely do it. I mean, I went to that 18-inning Nats game Saturday night, and they loosely check your backpack. And don't think when you look around and you see 34,000 people all together on a nationally televised event that for a split second it doesn't pass your mind.
Right. Okay, another item from the NFL today. A former executive, as a matter of fact, said that teams did not discipline players in hundreds of domestic violence incidents during his 30 years with the league.
Sure.
He said he now regrets his role in the failure to take action. Jerry Angelo, I remember his name.
It's because they all were cashing the checks, and they wanted to sweep everything under the rug so they could keep cashing the checks.
Yep. General manager of the Bears.
Now they realize that fans aren't going to support anymore. Teams full of thugs and criminals and wife beaters and child molesters, and they got a clean house.
Why would you expect anything better from the Palin family if all of this, there's so much violence on? There's violence everywhere. So everybody, if you stand up and if you get into a little tussle, have a little too much to drink, okay, well, football players do it every Sunday. They beat up the opposition, I'll beat you up. That's the kind of thinking we're living around. Anyway, Jerry Angelo said that he knew it was wrong. For whatever reason, I just kind of let it glide.
Because he was cashing the checks. He's got a nice fat house to sit in.
Right. Yep. All right, so that story as well at DougStefan.com. 16 before the hour, 2 minutes away from Uri Geller, who's going to tell us about his new next-door neighbor, among other things here on Good Day.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote GEICO's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my GEICO app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this GEICO spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car, just a tap away on the GEICO app.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars.
Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
ESPN college football analyst Jesse Palmer is helping guys take pride in their grooming routines this season. From the football field to the studio, Jesse knows that a daily regimen with products designed specifically for men, such as Degree Men Antiperspirants and Dove Men Plus Care body washes, are an essential part of men's pregame every day. Here's Jesse.
Now, as a broadcaster, I take pride in my daily grooming routine, whether it's before I go in front of the camera or just to leave the house, because it prepares me for the moments that matter on and off the screen.
Unilever men's brands, including Axe, Degree Men, and Dove Men Plus Care, are designed specifically for men and are the official pregame products of NCAA football. Take pride in your pregame by visiting your local retailer this football season or go to pregameproducts.com for more information. That's pregameproducts.com.
Beautiful Bellwood flooring just got even better with twice the scratch resistance and 4 times the abrasion resistance of other brands. And right now, Lumber Liquidators has exclusive deals on Bellwood with savings up to 40%. Choose from over 140 varieties, including Brazilian cherry, American walnut, even Bellwood's hot new matte finish that gives you that oil-finished look without all the maintenance, all with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. First ever 36-month financing is available. But hurry, these amazing deals end Tuesday.
14 before the hour, my friend Uri Geller, mystifier, paranormalist, and next-door neighbor to George Clooney now. I was trying to visualize this. I've been to Uri's house many, many times. He's got a great home on the Thames in a little village called Sonning. And now it was announced this week that, hello, anybody coming? Who's coming to dinner? Anyway, you are going to have George and his wife as a neighbor. What's that doing to the local gossip in the... This is a little... I'm talking about a little town, folks. There are, what, 100 people that live in this village, if that? How many people live there?
Well, do you know what? I don't really know how many people live here, but it's funny. I've been here 34 years, and I don't know how many people live here. I would say 200.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I'm remembering. Yeah. There's nothing in town. There's a pub, there's a cemetery, and a bunch of houses. That's about. That's all I remember about.
Yeah, but no, it's one of the most beautiful. Villages.
It's a great little town. I'm looking at a and an overhead shot of George Clooney's new house, and it looks like it's surrounded by a moat.
It's really a small island, because if you look, the main river is the River Thames, and then there is the backside of the house is another kind of riverette that comes around the house, and it is actually it circles the house, which makes it an island. And it's a gorgeous house, very old. It's a historical house. I think the New York Daily News goes into detail describing the house with pictures. And believe it or not, about 15 minutes ago, a helicopter landed on my helipad. And by the time I ran out to take a picture, who is trespassing on my helipad, he zoomed away. Mm-hmm. So there are helicopters hovering above George's house since the morning.
Isn't this silly? And people make such a big deal.
You know, paparazzi are taking pictures, but that will ebb away, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's just great to have George Clooney, who played me in a movie, recent movie, called The Men Who Stared at Goats.
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
Did you not know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
How did I miss that one?
Don't know how you missed it, but
have you ever met him? Keller. Do you know him?
What?
Have you ever met him?
No, I've never met him. Mm-hmm. But I know Kevin Spacey, who had something to do with the movie. I think he also played in it.
Right.
And Kevin liked the book by a writer called John Ronson, who wrote about the secret paranormal works at the American Defense Department and the CIA in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
He read John Ronson's book, and I guess he said, I want to make a movie out of this film, out of the book, and he got George Clooney to play, he played basically me, mm-hmm. because at one experiment I was asked to stop a heart of a pig, and that's why the movie is called The Men Who Stared at Goats.
The Men Who Stared at Goats. Oh, I have to find this. When was it out? How recently?
About 3 years ago.
Yeah, how the heck did I miss that? All right. So anyway, it's kind of fun.
2004, actually.
Is it? Okay. All right. I just think that it's kind of fun. This is a wonderful little village. You would never see it. You wouldn't find it. Even though it's not far off the main road, you just wouldn't expect it there. And so that's, I'm sure, why Clooney wanted to be there. The two famous people in the town, George Clooney and Uri Geller. That's a good story. I like that. Uri Geller's website is fun. URIGELLER, UriGeller.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
Oh, I want to get away. Yeah.
I want Tom Parsons, who runs bestfares.com, is here to advise you on holiday fares. Also, how to avoid fees at hotels and what happens if your flight gets canceled. All kinds of things in the works as we prepare you to travel better. So that's coming right up, the report on travel on Good Day.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, when you take two separate trips at Comfort Inn or any Choice Hotel, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileged Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 9/4/14 through 11/12/14. Requires registration in two separate qualifying states. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. So let's start with booking holiday fares, i.e. Thanksgiving and Christmas. A lot of people have booked already. You told me, I think we were reviewing this again, and it was on the air or off the air, that it's going to be cuckoo like a lot of the summer fares were, and it's already beginning to show that way. Are more planes and flights being added? What's going on as the consolidation is completed with American and U.S. Air and Delta and Northwest and United and Continental? Where have all the planes gone and flights and stuff?
Well, the one thing is they've taken some seats out of this. You know, when they replace a 737, like American puts those 737s on for their MD-80, they put extra, you know, they put some of those premium seats on there.
Right.
Then that takes away from seats. And right now, this holiday season, I think the Tuesday, Wednesdays look real good. Between Christmas and New Year's, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday around Christmas, those 3 weeks are the worst, probably the 3 days to travel. And it can be, and it's just hot luck from there. And the coast to coast, of course, even from San Francisco, a place like that, to Florida, $600, $700, $800 tickets already.
Ooh, good Lord.
Yeah.
So is that because there are more people going, fewer seats, more demand? What causes all this?
Well, the airlines may be greedy, too.
Well, but if there are enough seats and there's enough competition, then they can't be greedy. You know, you love to laugh about when they all say, well, it'll mean for when the consolidation takes place, you'll have better service and cheaper fares. Yeah. What moron believes
that?
We're
going to see that happen in Dallas this week or next week where the right limit goes away and we got 15 new nonstops. So when we checked American Airlines on December 23rd, 24th to and coming back from January 1st to Washington, D.C., American was $600-some on that route.
Yeah.
Yet Southwest, on the exact same dates, nonstop, $265.
So what is American going to do, cut the price down to $265?
No, I don't know what they're going to do.
Really?
I think they can get those higher prices. You know,
well,
and but it doesn't mean it won't come down. It just means you really got to shop around. And you got to be, but I still think it's the Tuesday, Wednesday before. And Florida is going to be terrible. The Caribbean, Mexico, Hawaii, all that's going to be bad. And
but you got to wonder why it is, other than, I mean, the fuel cost is going down, so that should affect the costs. Yeah, how it is that they have, is there collusion? Do they all get together and say, okay, United, Delta, American, we're all going to charge the same fare from Los Angeles to Honolulu?
Yeah, well, that's about what's going on sometimes. But we do get to, like this week, we saw a temporary fare reduction to Paris and a bunch of other cities cut till next March. But they come and go, so you got to keep up with them every single day. But we saw Paris from 14 cities or 15 cities for $749, which is a very good price for Paris. And but then the next day was $1,500. So it's
Dramatically, I would describe the airline business dramatically different and dramatically better, at least for the airlines themselves. Tom Parsons, check out his idea of best fares at bestfares.com. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael Fortier. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican,
Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.